From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Foreign ministers from Iran and major world powers will convene in Vienna Saturday for talks on Tehran's nuclear program after going past yet another deadline to reach a comprehensive deal. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond.
We're making progress. It's painfully slow, as you will have observed over the last week, but we are making progress. There are still some issues that have to be resolved.
Lower-level officials from the U.S., Britain, and other participants in the talks are still meeting with Iran's team, Hammond indicated, and said he is very confident they will make some progress toward the wording of a final agreement. Hammond said he and other foreign ministers would regroup in Vienna Saturday to see whether we can get over the remaining hurdles. Hopes in stocks are rising across Europe that a package of reforms proposed by Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras will pass muster. Lisa Bryant has more from Paris.
French President François Hollande offered an early and strong endorsement of the reforms tabled by the Greek government late Thursday, reportedly with some help from France.
Les Grecs viennent de montrer une détermination.
Mr. Hollande described the Greek proposals as serious and credible, saying they demonstrated the country's determination to remain part of the euro currency union.
Uitgebreid stuk tekst. Maar de kwaliteit ervan moet echt nog goed worden bekeken.
Dutch finance minister and Eurogroup head Jeroen Dijsselbloem described the package as a comprehensive text, but did not comment on its content. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
This is VOA News coming to you from Washington, D.C. Pope Francis is wrapping up his pilgrimage to Bolivia with a visit Friday to the violent and overcrowded Palmasola prison. Palmasola is the most notorious of Bolivia's 32 prisons, built to hold about 800 people, but housing 5,000. 2 years ago, 36 people died in a fierce battle between rival gangs. Bolivia has a notoriously corrupt judiciary with some 1,000 judges and 300 prosecutors under investigation or on trial for corruption. On Thursday, the Pope spoke out against corporate greed and apologized for colonialism in the Americas in a speech to groups working for the unemployed, the landless, and the impoverished. The U.S. Office of Personnel Management now says hackers have stolen sensitive information involving 21.5 million people from federal government databases. The scope of the data breach, believed to be the biggest in U.S. history, has grown dramatically since the government first disclosed earlier this year that hackers had gotten into OPM's personnel database and stolen the records of about 4.2 million people. A second incident, OPM said, involved 19.7 million people. An honor guard from the South Carolina Highway Patrol has taken down the Confederate flag that has flown on the grounds of the southern U.S. state capitol for more than 50 years. A biracial crowd of hundreds cheered and chanted USA, USA Friday as they witnessed the flag's historic removal from the statehouse grounds, a day many in the state thought would never come. The move comes 3 weeks after the racially inspired murders of 9 African-American church members in Charleston, South Carolina. The flag's removal comes one day after Governor Nikki Haley signed a bill supported by Democrats and Republicans removing the Civil War-era flag. Lawmakers in South Carolina's House of Representatives followed the state Senate when they passed the bill after more than 13 hours of emotional debate. The head of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, said Thursday agents broke up a number of terror plots in the weeks leading up to the Independence Day holiday. I do believe our work had disrupted efforts to kill people, likely in connection with July 4th, Comey told reporters. He said more than 10 people were arrested, but he gave no more information. European aircraft manufacturer Airbus flew its electric plane across the English Channel for the first time Friday, less than 24 hours after a private pilot achieved the feat. Pilot Didier Estinier took off from Nide, England, bound for Calais, France, early Friday, and arrived 37 minutes later. The 6-meter-long EFAN electric plane operates exclusively on batteries, and since there's no oil or water, it had released zero emissions. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.